Good afternoon. Thank you for your patience. The January 16th regular meeting, 2024 regular meeting of the Chatham County Savannah Metropolitan Planning Commission will now come to order. Happy New Year, everyone. And we will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Please be seated. For staff, petitioners, and members of the public who are participating, our procedures will be as follows. The agenda is broken down into several parts. First, notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. Next, the consent agenda, which consists of items for which the applicant is in agreement with the staff recommendation and there are no known objections. This will be followed by the regular business, old business, and adjournment. For each agenda item on regular business, the staff will make a presentation. The staff presentation will be followed by a presentation by the petitioner, should they elect to do so. The petitioner will be allotted a time frame of no more than 20 minutes. The board may then ask questions of the petitioner or staff for clarification. Afterwards, the floor will be open for public comment. If you wish to comment on the item that the board is considering at the time, members of the public that are in person must fill out a speaker card, a little blue speaker card, and give it to staff. If you are participating virtually, please use the raise your hand feature on your screen. Do not use the feature until the item you want to comment on is being considered. At the appropriate time, you will be recognized and staff will unmute your microphone. At the end of your allotted time, as determined by the chair, your microphone will be muted and the chair will recognize the next speaker. The total public time, public comment time will be relevant, will be equivalent to the petitioner's presentation time. Therefore, it is important for you to use the raise your hand feature during the hearing on that item if you want to speak on a petition. Once the floor is closed for public comment on a petition, no additional public speakers will be allowed. If you are not certain you want to speak, still use the raise your hand feature, or if in person, fill out a speaker card. You'll have the opportunity to decline when your name is called. After public comment, the petitioner will have the opportunity for rebuttal and then additional needed questions by the board. Finally, the board will take action. All right. I think the first thing on our agenda, we have no notices, proclamations, or acknowledgments. Oops, we need to approve the agenda.
Cole's motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you. Second.
All in favor? Voice vote?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We have no notices, proclamations, or acknowledgments. We do have several items that have been requested to be removed from the final agenda. The first is a recombination subdivision, Meldrum Ward, 515 West 31st Street. Second is a recombination subdivision, Warren Ward, 301 East Bay Street. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on those items or who came to speak on those items? Okay. Also, a map amendment request to rezone from R313 to PBC at 5792 Ogeechee Road and an SDP with variance for gravel surface at 390 Fort Argyle Road.
Cole's motion to remove items 1 through 4 from the final agenda.
Second.
All in favor, voice vote?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So if you were here for any of those items, they will be heard probably at the next scheduled meeting, but the applicant will let us know when they're ready. All right. There were no items that were requested to be withdrawn. The consent agenda consists of items for which the applicant is in agreement with staff recommendation or for which there are no known objections, for which no known objections have been identified nor anticipated by staff. Any objections raised at the meeting will result in the item being removed from being moved to the regular agenda. At a 12:30 briefing, the staff will brief the commission on the consent agenda items, regular time permitting, regular agenda items. No testimony will be taken from applicants, supporters, or opponents, and no votes will be taken at the briefing. On the consent agenda, we have approval of the October 17th, 2023 meeting minutes, as well as the pre-meeting minutes, and the November 7th, 2023 meeting minutes, the November 28th, 2023 meeting minutes, and the December 19th, 2023 meeting minutes.
Cole's motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We have no old business. We have regular business, a special use request to allow a craft distillery use in the TC1 zoning district at 12 West 41st Street.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the board. The request before you is to establish a craft distillery use at 12 West 41st Street. Here on your screen, you can see an aerial image of the site. This is the existing Two Tides Brewery, and they are currently operating as a microbrewer, and today they are requesting to add to this a micro distillery use. Just to give you some context, we can see that this is located kind of at the south of town. This is near the intersection, where the train tracks sort of bisect Victory. It's a pretty good reference point. The future land use map shows that the subject parcel is situated within an area designated as traditional commercial use. And so this request is consistent with the future land use map. Also, the current zoning, we can see that it is within the TC1 zoning district, and the requested use requires grant of a special use permit within the TC1 zoning district. Just to offer you the definition of a craft distillery, this is a facility that produces and distributes not more than 40,000 gallons of distilled spirits per year in accordance with federal, state, and local laws. Within the context of today's position, this board will be determining the appropriateness of the use from the criteria that are set within the zoning ordinance. Any other compliance with any state or local requirements for the manufacture or selling of these spirits will be determined at a later point through a different application. Two Tides is located within the existing Starland Yards district that you see here. This is kind of a seating area where there are often food trucks that are located within Starland Yard. You can see that Two Tides Brewing Company occupies this or a portion of this building that you see here at the intersection of 41st and DeSoto. This is the existing site plan. Staff understands that there are to be no building additions, no expansion of the existing footprint associated with the requested use. And staff does find that this is consistent with the current nature and scale of development in this area. With that, staff does recommend approval of this request to establish a craft distillery at this location. Again, noting that issuance of any state and local licenses for manufacture and sale of alcohol are a separate matter. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Can we hear from staff? I mean, from the petitioner.
Yes, ma'am. Madam Chair, for the record, Josh Yellen here today on behalf of Two Tides Brewing Company. I will try and keep it short, but really this is a diversification of the existing use on site. When they were approved in 2017, that came before ZBA for the special use approval at that time. Had we known that the distillery option probably would have been a possibility, we could have asked at the same time. But here we are in 2023 asking for simply the addition of a or 2024, thank you, asking for the addition of the micro distillery use as well. The use, as you saw on the screen, is probably way over broad for the intended use here. It was showing 40,000 gallons per year. We are in no way anticipating hitting that number. The proper classification for us would probably be a nano distillery. It's to supplement the existing operations with no expansion of hours, no expansion of the premises. Everything is already on site. There's just simply new equipment that would need to come in. And so we do thank Mr. Morrow and MPC staff for their recommendation of support of this special use approval, and we respectfully ask that you do the same, but are happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions for staff or the applicant? All right. Are there any citizens who would like to speak on this? All right. Any discussion? Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
Cole's motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Second.
All right. Let's do a vote count. Thank you. Ms. Amick?
Yes.
Mr. Coles?
Yes.
Mr. Irvin?
Yes.
Mr. Kegler?
Yes.
Mr. Melder?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
Mr. Wywoody?
Yes.
All right. I, too, vote yes. So it passes. Thank you. All right. Now on the agenda, we have an amendment to a previously approved site plan with variances at 2111 Victory Drive.
All right, Madam Chair, members of the board, Edward Marr from Development Services again. The next request before you is that of approval of an amended site plan with variances for the Chick-fil-A restaurant located at 2111 East Victory Drive. That's at the intersection of Victory and Skidaway. Just to give some context here, not far from the Truman, the Home Depot and Target general area. And so I'm going to share some important history with regard to this particular site. This is a shopping center that began development as early as the 1950s. And back in around 2012, the owner of the shopping center came in with an interest in developing a Chick-fil-A at this location. And so establishment of that Chick-fil-A was going to require the elimination of some existing parking spaces, and the parking requirement at the time actually would have been in excess of what was available. And so the petitioner approached the Zoning Board of Appeals with a request, in essence, to allow a 51% reduction in the required off-street parking at the time. That would have been in excess of 300 spaces. And ultimately, with a grant of that variance, what was determined would be allotted was 189 off-street parking spaces that staff understands was for the use of all tenants, including the newly established Chick-fil-A at the time. That site plan was approved on October 12th of 2012 with a note to that effect that staff understood that the board's grant of a variance was for all of the parking spaces that were to be shared among tenants within within that shopping center, and that this was not specific to Chick-fil-A. And so at a later point in 2022, the petitioner came back. And at that time, it was framed in the context that Chick-fil-A had 31 off-street parking spaces, and they were requesting to further reduce that 31 that was on their parcel down to 18. That petition was ultimately withdrawn. And so the petitioner has returned today with not a generic request for a reduction in parking spaces, but a specific development, with a site plan that would show, in essence, an expansion of their drive-through to two lanes from the existing, the two currently merge into one lane. And so the site plan that's requested for your review and approval today would permit a second lane that would wrap around the building all the way through rather than the current tapering into one lane. And so whether or not that actually results in a reduction of spaces, in staff's opinion, is debatable. Nonetheless, the question before you today is whether or not this actually represents an improvement in the circulation and the flow of what's happening. And this is the appropriate board to determine whether or not this site plan will accomplish that. Chick-fil-A seeks to, in essence, take more cars off of adjoining Skidaway in Victory and have those cars queuing interior to the lot rather than continuing to allow them to queue on Skidaway in Victory. And so staff also believes that this will accomplish that that purpose, again, by allowing more visitors to Chick-fil-A to queue within what would become the newly established drive lane, in essence. And those cars would be allowed to kind of flow around so that one car could not potentially hold up operations at its drive-through. The next slide, I'm sorry, actually, let me go back really quick. When looking at the Chick-fil-A in particular, again, just for the record, if it were assessed based on current ordinance requirements, it would require 43 spaces. That has never been the case for this Chick-fil-A. With that original variance that was granted, it was included in the reduction of parking for the shopping center, and it happened to have 31 spaces on its parcel, but again, all of those spaces were for communal use by all uses in the space. The building is 4,230 square feet per the site plan that's been submitted. Staff is unaware of any intention to expand the building. Again, this is only a request to add a second drive-through lane. And so here we can see staff's approval back in 2012, stating that the 51% variance that was approved was for the shopping center. And here we have that actual site plan so that you can see the parcel that we're referring to. This is the original site plan that placed 31 parking spaces kind of within Chick-fil-A's boundaries, if you will. But again, staff notates these were for common use. And this is actually the site plan that is requested for approval by this board today, which reduces that 31, but reorganizes some of the common parking area outside of Chick-fil-A's boundary and actually adds one additional space. So Chick-fil-A's contention today is that while 31 were originally within their bounds, there are 21, but in essence, they have reorganized space outside the bounds to add one additional parking space. And so the 31 is now actually 32, according to the petitioner. And so you can see, you can see here, if I don't move my buttons again, this is the two drive-through lane configuration that would allow two lanes to wrap around the building the entire way rather than tapering into one lane. Here is an aerial view. No changes to right-of-way or the way that these uses interface with right-of-way are proposed in association with this. All of the changes that are proposed are interior to the parcel, and this represents a general development plan. This particular plan would still be required to go through the specific development plan process, and so traffic engineering and all other relevant reviewing departments at the city would have the opportunity to weigh in on it, and so this is generally what's being proposed, but the specific outcome would have to go through that process to gain approval first. So with that, MPC staff does recommend approval of this request to amend the site plan for Chick-fil-A at 2111 East Victory Drive. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thanks. Can we hear from the petitioner, please? Sure.
I believe it was added to the Chick-fil-A exhibits.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Harold Yellen, for Chick-fil-A. With me today are Alex Scott, who's the principal program lead for Chick-fil-A, Ann Collins, who's the local CFA operator. She actually is the manager of this specific store at Victory and Skidaway, and Claire Church, who's the development manager. And they've all signed blue cards, and they're all happy to answer any questions y'all may have. We're very much aware that there's a traffic circulation problem at this site. If you go to this store during peak hours, you know that cars that are in the queue often stick out in a westerly direction through Walgreens parking lot towards Skidaway. So we come to you today knowing full well that there's an issue here. We really have two options, and one of those options is to do nothing. We're approved as is, but we're aware there's a problem, and Chick-fil-A is proactive. To them, doing nothing, candidly, is not an option. The other option is to amend the site plan to provide an additional lane. And I do want to make sure everybody understands when we say add an additional lane, I think it was discussed at the pre-meeting. Currently, there are two lanes for the entrance, and they merge into one lane. So the request is to allow for there to be two lanes around the entire building. And in a moment, we'll explain the advantages. This proposal is not intended to increase traffic. It's not intended to increase business. It is, however, based on the experience of Chick-fil-A, and Chick-fil-A has significant experience in the fast food market, it's the best solution to improve traffic circulation. As Mr. Morrow pointed out, in 2012, ZBA did approve a variance for Chick-fil-A that reduced the site parking. There was a conversation about whether it was reduced to 189 or 179. I've reread the minutes, and it's not clear to me either. What I do think, however, if you look at this aerial view, there have always been spaces off of Roland Avenue behind the center. And from time to time, employees do park there. And I've walked the site myself. There's more than 10 spaces back there. I suspect, but I don't know, that the 189 spaces back in 2012 probably were 179 to the front. And the 10 spaces you see at the bottom, we see the concrete pads along Roland Avenue. In 2022, recognizing issues, and by the way, a lot of these issues sort of evolved. COVID changed a lot about the way Chick-fil-A operates. And I asked the folks behind me, what's the difference you see now? And over 60% of Chick-fil-A business nationwide is through the drive-thrus. It used to be much different. So the whole industry has changed, or at least for Chick-fil-A, it has. Clearly, more than half of the people who go to Chick-fil-A go through the drive-thru. So in 2022, Chick-fil-A did petition the ZBA for an additional reduction. After meeting with MPC staff, we had several meetings. We met, I guess, what I would call the 2022 staff, many of whom are not here. After meeting with 2023 staff who are here, we realized that this was really not a variance matter for ZBA. It was a site plan issue. Because whatever we do impacts not just Chick-fil-A, it impacts the entire shopping center. Chick-fil-A was created by site plan, so any modifications should also be done by site plan. So Chick-fil-A did do a traffic and parking study. They redesigned the Chick-fil-A site and the shopping center. On site, the primary focus is adding a second lane. By adding a second lane from start to finish, just prior to this meeting, I was talking to Ann Collins, the store manager, and I said, are there really issues that happen in the single lane? And she was telling me cars have stalled in the single lane. People have gotten to the front and their credit card was denied and they were unable to come up with a way to pay. There are soccer moms and dads who come in with 15 orders and they want each order in a separate bag. And one kid wants extra pickles and one kid wants no pickles. And it's shocking the number of funny little events that will cause you to be the third or fourth person in line and you'll start cursing. And maybe that's why it's not open on Sunday. So you can't curse in line at the Chick-fil-A. But by having two lanes from start to finish, it will definitely help the bottleneck that does occur and more than we care to admit at this Chick-fil-A site. In addition to the improvements, on site, we are adding additional parking spaces to the shopping center. If you can follow this math, we'll be going from 31 to 21 on site, but adding 11 new spaces off site, which will now give us 32, not 31. The actual drive-through lane will now contain 9 more cars than what you can have now. These are the 9 cars that stick out in the Walgreens parking lot right now. Those 9 cars are now in our queue, in our building, off of other people's property. We also have, and I can't promise you that this will work, but at the request of staff, we also have bike racks. The neighborhood that probably gets to use them the most might be Thunderbolt. If you go down Roland heading east, you do have access a mile or two away towards Thunderbolt. I'm not aware of any other residential, but we will have bike racks at the site. Under NUZO, you're entitled to 1 space per 3. Technically, our 10 bicycle racks count for 3 spaces. We're not really counting it, but you should know, Ms. Jarrett, I know they don't pollute, they don't offer emissions, but we're going to have bike racks at this Chick-fil-A store. So in closing, Is this plan perfect? I think the clear answer is it's not. But it's the best plan we know from the people who know a great deal about fast food restaurants. We can only do what our experience tells us to do. We can also only do what makes the most sense for Walgreens. And as I think I heard in the pre-meeting, Walgreens is the impacted party, not a neighborhood down the street, not the Starbucks across the street. It's Walgreens. Chick-fil-A last year sent a letter to Walgreens, and you can see the highlight where I said, we need to build a second drive-through lane. And there is the approval from Walgreens that they approve the two-lane approach on our site. We do appreciate the numerous meetings we've had with MPC staff over the last several years. They have recommended approval, and we respectfully request that you do the same. We're happy to answer any questions y'all may have. So thank you very much. We appreciate your consideration.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
Mr. Yellen, anecdotally, I can say from experience that two lanes have definitely worked for Chick-fil-A, but have they done a study to show, because I'm sure this is going to happen across the country because their volume is picking up, to show that it is a much more efficient process so that other attorneys that have to represent them in other areas can say, here's a study?
I don't know if there's a formal study other than the practical side of I've been to other restaurants which have the two lanes. It's pretty clear to me they work. Nobody ever gets stuck. There are people coming out with, the mobile credit cards. They do everything they can to get you through the line and out. And in many respects, I view those drive-through lanes as parking spaces. You know, if I see the lines moving, you go to the line. If not, you go and you park somewhere else. So I can't tell you that there's a formal study, and I'm going to turn my back for just a moment. I assume there's no formal study. There's no formal study other than hands-on, they know and they see the trends, and all of the new locations all have double lanes because of it.
Any other questions?
All right.
Mr. Yellen, it's probably going to be for the individuals behind you.
Okay.
Would you mind scrolling back to the site map? This one. That one's perfect. My apologies.
This one or this one?
This one, the one you have up now.
Okay.
So you made mention of queuing and impacting Walgreens. However, Chick-fil-A has done a good job already in pulling that traffic from directly in front of Walgreens and kind of created like this little barrier where they have, you got to circle the building in order to get into the line.
Right.
My only question, I know double loading, the two lanes would help alleviate some of that. But my only question is, when there are peak hours, I've seen it happen on Abercorn and Durant. As you circle the building, what happens if trying to leave the drive-through is also starting to bottleneck because of the people that's waiting? I'm not saying that it will happen all the time, but I'm just curious to see logistically, what does that look like and how does that spillover happen? Because you only, because right now we're cutting down the side of that building to one lane that's north, that's a parallel to Victory Drive, and that traffic's going to be headed that way too. So
I'll look perhaps the store manager.
Yeah.
I personally posted the signs on the site. I got a notice on Friday. It had to be up by the next day, so I raced out and did it myself. There was actually somebody out there helping direct traffic, and I don't know if that's an everyday occurrence or just because I happened to be there during lunchtime, but do you have folks who physically?
Yeah, we do.
Ann Collins is the local manager for the site, and she's been there for 11 years.
Yes, we do. Obviously, we have signage up, you know, with holding as cars merge and go into that. And during peak times, we do send team members out there to help direct. Part of the situation would be that as we're being able to expedite and serve the guests that we have faster, those bottlenecks will be reduced because we have the opportunity. Some people want to call it an emergency lane or pull over lane, but that would keep the traffic flowing. And so that would reduce a lot of that stop and hold that could be an experience with that. So that's that's what we're looking forward to, and in the hopes that as we have the dual lane, obviously then the dual lanes will be functioning during peak times. And so just managing that ebb and flow as the business needs arise. Our goal is to serve in 3 minutes or less. And so in our world, 30 seconds is a lifetime. And so because we have that reduction down to one lane, we are really handicapped at times of being able to expedite that and serve the guest in a manner of time that is pleasing to them, but more importantly is the hospitality and the service that we want to represent as the brand that we are. And so that 30 seconds may not seem like a long time, but in our world, it's forever. And so due to different things that come up throughout the day or day in and day out, that second lane would give us the freedom to be able to have a release on some of that.
That works. I realize, and I would agree that 30 seconds will start compounding and it turns into something else. One last question, because I see this happens at some of the other Chick-fil-A's. Will one of the lanes be dedicated solely to a drive-through and the other dedicated to mobile orders, or both will function in their full capacity?
Currently, we do not have plans to go. It's called mobile through, but what this plan allows us to do is to be able to flex. And so times when we're not extremely busy or not peak times, you might see it just be one lane and would accommodate the needs of the business. Right now, we're trying to take care of drive-through. Now, obviously, mobile orders can come through drive-through, but not dedicating a specific lane. You need a pretty good amount of real estate to be able to do that. So right now, we're just hoping to take care of the guests who want to come into the drive-through and serve them faster, not necessarily trying to create another aspect of the business. We're wanting this help so that we can take care of the business that we have and do it in a much more pleasing and accommodating way.
I just wanted to get clarification on that, because I've seen the numerous instances at various Chick-fil-A's where they do break off and you'll have that one lane solely dedicated to the drive-through and the other one solely dedicated to the mobile, and they have recreated their initial problem. Because
yes, and that is actually kind of up to those. I'm the owner operator, and right. So that's a decision that those owner operators are making. That's not on our agenda. We're, like I said, wanting to accommodate the business that we have and to be able to serve faster. And when we do have those hiccups, to be able to deal with those in a way that doesn't just create a huge, bottleneck. If you're that person that's even that one car behind that, it can be so exasperating. And so that's part of what, you know, our goal here is wanting to accomplish that.
Okay. I appreciate the clarification.
Sure. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Yes.
Other questions? I have a question for her. Sorry. Can you tell me, and I understand that part of the problem is that you have traffic backing up onto the public right of way. Can you tell me where that's happening and to what extent that happens?
Most of the backup that we're experiencing is due to if there's a hesitation. I mean, for the most part, we're working to roll people through, but we do have backup at times on that entranceway queuing in to the area. I mean, we have someone out there that's scheduling and helping the guests get through that part, but most of it's usually on the entrance part as they're coming around, but the entrance is held up by the flow of what's being able to exit the drive-through.
Okay. So your people aren't actually directing traffic from the public right-of-way, are they? You're directing traffic on your site alone.
On our site alone, yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure.
Other questions? All right. I do have two other speaker cards. Ms. Collins, I'm assuming that you've said what you'd like to say.
Yes.
I have a speaker card for Alex Scott. Would you like to share?
Alex is also with Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
He came down to answer any questions y'all may have about the plan.
Okay. At Claire Church?
St. Clair.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Just verifying. All right. Is there any discussion? Do I have a motion?
Call's motion to approve staff's recommendation for approval.
Second.
All right. Ms. Amick?
Yes.
Mr. Coles?
Yes.
Mr. Urban?
Yes.
Mr. Kegler?
Yes.
Mr. Melder?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Woody?
Yes.
I too say yes. All right. Item passes. All right. We do not have any presentations. We do have other business, a resolution for MPC to do business with Cadence Bank.
That's my agenda item. Good afternoon. I've asked for this item so that we can enter into an agreement with Cadence Banks for credit cards. We've had some problems with Bank of America with our credit cards, and we'd like to give some business to another bank. We also do the majority of our banking with Cadence, and during one of our finance meetings, we also agreed that we needed to do some additional business, like take some of the money from our main account and move it to another bank as well. So we'd like to also use some of the money at Cadence. They're across the street. They're a local bank. Excellent service from what we can tell.
All right. Do I have any questions for Ms. Everett? Motion?
Coles motion to approve the resolution for MPC to do business with Cadence Bank.
All right. Ms. Amick?
Yes.
Mr. Coles?
Yes.
Mr. Urban?
Yes.
Mr. Kegler?
Yes.
Mr. Melder?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
Mr. Woody?
Yes.
And I too say yes. All right.
I think that's
all we have today.
Close motion to adjourn.
Good deal. Yay. Thank you, guys.